and the esteemed delegation, and thanks for the presentation of its national report. In a constructive spirit, we recommend as follows. One, implement measures to improve prison conditions, ensuring compliance with international standards. Two, continue to take concrete steps, including legislations to address gender-based violence and promote gender equality. Three, implement measures to ensure access to education for vulnerable groups, in particular, children in rural communities and those from underprivileged households. We welcome the commendable efforts of the Union of the Comoros to prioritize human rights, the rule of law, and gender equality through the initiative short as the Emerging Comoros Plan. We also appreciate the increased cooperation with the human rights mechanisms, which reflects a strong commitment to the promotion of human rights in the country. In particular, we commend the recent unanimous parliamentary adoption of the law on the organization of the judiciary, which aims to decentralize the judiciary, improve access to justice, and strengthen the independence of the judiciary. To ensure the effective implementation of human rights obligations, we support increased assistance to the Union of Comoros. This can be achieved through progressive technical and financial assistance aimed at facilitating the implementation of the country's human rights commitment and obligation. And I thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the delegation to address observations.